David Baldacci joins us by phone tonight. He's a global number one best-selling author of several series, as well as several standalone books. His works have been adapted for both film and television. Along with his wife, he's co-founder of the Wish You Well Foundation, which is dedicated to promoting literacy in America. Tonight, we're going to talk about his latest novel in his Will Robey series. It is titled Endgame. It's always a pleasure to welcome you back to Around Cincinnati, and it's certainly thrilling, as always, to stay up late into the night reading as you take us on another adventure with Will Robey in your latest novel, Endgame. If you'll pardon the pun, Endgame starts off with a bang, actually about 16 of them. And for listeners who might not know, if you would tell us who Will Robey is and what situation he finds himself in at the very beginning of Endgame.
Sure. Will Robey is a government assassin. His job is to be deployed around the world in hot spots to take on enemies in the U.S. before they can get to our shores or arm us or our allies. And he's in London, and his assignment is to go to an isolated neighborhood, one house where you have, 16 people waiting to do something really bad in London, and his job is to go in and kill all of them except for one. He's plan A. If he gets killed, then they send him plan B. But he's a guy who usually does not fail. And he goes in and does his task. And then on another side of the world, in the Middle East, his partner Jessica Real is in the middle of combat in the Middle East, taking on impossible odds, is able to survive. So I wanted people to get a really good take on the skill level of these two people. And then they come back to the United States to find out that their close confidant and biggest supporter of the agency where they work, Blue Man, that's his code name, his real name is Roger Walton, has vanished from the face of the earth when he was on vacation in eastern Colorado. And now, instead of being deployed around the world doing stuff on behalf of the government, they have to go to this small area in eastern Colorado, and they have to find Blue Man, and they have to find him fast.
You know, one of the things that's interesting to me in terms of Will Robey's character is that we see him certainly as being very, shall we say, efficient and proficient at what he does. But sort of playing in the background, there are these relationship challenges he has personally. And I wonder if you would talk just a little bit about that. This is not a theme in the book, but the relationship with his father, with Jessica, and why that's important to his character as you created it.
It's really important for me because this is not like the Justice League of America where these people have superpowers and that's pretty much their whole bag of tricks. He is a guy who has incredible skills because he's been trained to do that and just sort of has that mentality. He's one of those very special few who can do the sort of job he does. But at the same time, he's not Superman. He is flesh and blood. And at the same time, when he has his job, it's highly complex and very challenging. He's also a man. He's a human being. He wants to have a relationship. He had a very estranged one with his father that was explored in The Guilty, the book preceding this one. And he has a relationship with Jessica Real that is also very complicated because of what they do for a living. And it shows his flaws, his faults, his foibles, his humanity. And my job in these books is I have to take Superman and I have to knock him down. And I have to take Superwoman and I have to knock her down so that people can relate to them. Otherwise, they're just like these people flying high above the clouds and you can't relate to them. How you relate to them to show that they have challenges and issues and problems just like the rest of us do.
I'm very curious to know whether there are real people who work for the government who do what Will and Jessica do. And if so, what's the job title and what's the job interview like? I know you do research so well for your book. So can you talk a little bit about how you find out about folks who do this work?
Yeah, a lot of them are recruited directly from the military because the military instills a lot of the skills and sets that are required for a job like this. If you probably ask people who do this sort of work what they do, they might just say they're attached to the State Department. That's kind of the catch-all phrase. When you go down to Quantico or you go down to FLETC, which is the Federal Law Enforcement Training Center, where a lot of agencies train together, if you're in the cafeteria line there and people say, where are you from? They might say, I'm from the Army, I'm Air Force. Anybody who's in the intelligence field will just say, I'm with the State Department. So that's kind of what they do. And yes, there are. And other countries have people who are deployed to do this very same thing as well. It's kind of called war on the cheap. If you can take the head of the Hydra, you don't have to spend the money and send an army to take out the whole snake itself. It's a lot cheaper to do that. Sometimes taking out a leader of a movement is just as effective as taking out a movement. You can do it a lot faster, a lot less money. So these people are, they are superbly trained and they are deployed around the world in very discreet missions that are deemed to be, national security importance to the United States. and other countries, you know, they do the same thing. And I have met a lot of people who have worked in the military, who now are doing other tasks, other jobs, and it's fascinating. These people are very interesting, and I love talking to them, getting to know them. And over the years, I've written so many books about the alphabet agencies, and I have so many fans in those agencies that, you know, they will often call me up and say, hey, you know, we'd love to be in one of your books. We'll come by and check out what we do.
Continuing for just a minute on your research, there is a lot of specificity about munitions in this book. Do you physically handle those weapons yourself?
Yeah, it's a very visceral experience for me when you're dealing with weapons. I'm not a gun aficionado. I don't own guns, but I've fired pretty much every weapon you can fire in various places, military bases, you know, FBI shooting range, places down at Quantico. And it's different. I mean, you can't Wikipedia this stuff and know what it's like to fire an MP5 or full auto. You know, you still get the same jolt. So for me, it was important to actually do some of this stuff for real, particularly with Roby and Real in the opening chapter. They each are handling different types of weapons and ordnance, and it's important for me to get that right. There are no people who are as scrupulous in their accuracy as people who were in the guns. And I tell all aspiring riders, please, God, do not ever say that, you know, a revolver has a safety, because you will get emails until the day you die.
One of the things that also fascinates me is you have written multiple series, each with a main character or characters. How do you choose who's next? Does plot drive that? Tell us how you figure that out.
I think in some ways it's sort of character-driven. And also, like, I miss these characters I have written about in Twilight. I just, you know, I want to revisit them. I just finished the latest Amos Decker book that will be out next spring. It's called The Fallen. And I've been enamored with Decker. He's my newest series character. So I'm really still enjoying him very much, because I have a lot of things I want to explore with him. He's very different. So sometimes it's just the fact that I haven't done a character for a while, and I think I want to bring them back. With Endgame, it was after The Guilty. It's been a couple of years since that book was out, and I've done other books in between. It was time for me to explore more of another level, another arc, another facet of Roby and Real. So all of that stuff comes to bear when I'm deciding who to bring back.
Well, again, you never disappoint, Dave. This is a wonderful, thrilling read, and we'll look forward to revisiting Amos Decker in the spring. Thanks so much for talking with us tonight.
Oh, thank you very much. I enjoyed it.
I've been talking with David Baldacci about his latest book in his Will Roby series. It is titled Endgame. You'll find more information at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Barbara Gray.